is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is...
Today's show is brought to you by Pekarsky Orthodontics. Dr. Pekarsky has been voted by New Jersey Monthly Magazine as the top orthodontist in 2011 and 2012. Dr. Pekarsky has two great locations, one in Wayne, New Jersey at 150 Hinchman Ave. Their telephone number is 973-942-0900. And also visit him at his new location at 5677 Berkshire Valley Road in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Their telephone number is 973-545-2391. And also visit him on their website at www.pekarskyortho.com today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. On today's show, we have a very special guest. She's really a super mom who's raising two boys on her own. And her name is Jennifer Rosenthal. And she posted a picture on the social media, Facebook, that we're all familiar with today. And this picture has really gone viral around the world. It got over 700,000 likes, which is just an amazing feat. And so many positive feedback has been coming to this mom that really have been touching lives. And I'd like to really welcome to the program a supermom, Jennifer Rosenthal, to the program.
Hi, everybody.
Jennifer, it's great to have you on today. You know, I'd like to tell you how to start a little bit of, take us a little bit back to your son, Evan, whose picture obviously is the one that really stirred up so much attention on the fan page and our website. But take us back to his journey from when he was born to where he is today.
Well, first off, I'd just like to start. I was told that I could never even have a baby. I was told that for over 5 years from an infection I had in my uterus. So Evan was a bit of a surprise. You know, I had a great pregnancy. Everything was normal. He was late. They had to force him out of me. It was a great delivery. He was a beautiful little boy. I mean, for months, I mean, everything seemed fine. And, you know, after 1 year old, you know, I started noticing signs. I used to be a one-on-one with a little boy who has Asperger's. So, you know, I noticed the signs of my son doing some things that the little boy I used to help teach would do. So I had went to the doctor and asked the doctor about it. And they told me that, you know, that they don't see anything wrong with him. But to calm my nerves, you know, they referred me to early intervention, which he's been in now for about a year. He's about 2.5 years old. His progress has, I mean, he's had great progress within the last year being in early intervention. He doesn't speak yet, but he does mumble words here and there. Beautiful little boy, very bright, and, you know, he's amazing. He's changed my life. He's my child that I wasn't supposed to have. I don't know really what else I could say.
No, that's great, you know. And you know, what you're being able to do, I mean, I know you're going through a lot of personal struggles, not having a job and losing your car, you know, but I know you find a way to really, you know, support your boys. And, you know, you were talking about your group on Facebook a little bit. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, well, it's definitely been rough for me being a single parent with the two boys. I do have my mom's help here and there. But, you know, I always like to stay in touch with other parents who are kind of going through the same thing as me. So I belong to a couple of support groups on Facebook. The one is Autism Support and Discussion Group for parents with children with autism. And that's actually where the photo was first shared with, we were all asked to show what autism is in our homes. So everybody was just posting pictures of their kids and the messes in their house that their kids made. And, you know, so that's when I posted that picture. I actually used an app on my phone to write the words on there and posted that picture. You know, that's what autism is in my house. I had another group ask me if they could share it with, you know, their group. And, of course, I said yes. You know, I don't mind. My son is beautiful, and he has autism, and I'm proud of him no matter what. Next thing I know, a month later, I'm getting shared photos of him, of that picture, from about 3 or 4 of my friends. And there's, at first, there was over 100,000 likes, and then the next day, it just jumped to 400,000 likes, and now it's over 600,000 likes, and it's just amazing that his face is around the world and back. And, you know, I mean, he's touched so many people, you know, their lives with their comments and, you know, just saying nice things about him. It really makes me feel good.
No, it's
really
great.
Does.
You know, absolutely. You know, I mean, you got to be so happy that you really brought so much attention, you know, to
I really
autism
am.
In general, you know, what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't understand it.
They don't, and, you know, it's sad, you know, that some people could be so ignorant, and really it's just all about research. Just look it up, you know, see. I mean, nobody will ever really know what we go through. Only parents really know, you know, what it's actually like. But, you know, all it takes is some research before, you know, people judge a book by its cover, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I think one of the nice things is that, you know, we do have, like, you know, social media to share with groups and stuff like that. So, you know, it makes you feel, you know, it makes you feel good. Like, you have other people that understand you better, what it's like to be you on an everyday basis.
Yeah, it really does make you feel better. It makes the days easier, and it gives you hope. You know, gives it a little bit of strength, that nudge to just make it through the day, you know?
Absolutely. Take us through a typical day, what it's like with Evan on a daily basis. The day he doesn't have school, like some of the things.
Well, he actually doesn't have school. He's, you know, he's only 2. He's not in school yet. He'll start the 3-year program, I guess, in July. He's in the early intervention. He gets about 6 or 7 hours a week of speech, OT, and DI, which is, you know, developmental. I also have a 9-month-old, so with both of them, it could be rough. The 9-month-old, he, you know, was a very colicky baby, so between the both of them, it gets a little hard. Evan, he is actually a very laid-back type of kid. He is not easily frustrated. He's one of those who, if he is about to get frustrated, he'll just move on to the next thing. And it's really easy to redirect him, which is a great thing, but it can also be a bad thing, you know, because he won't finish tasks, but he also won't have a tantrum or a meltdown either. You know, if I take him to the grocery store, he actually really enjoys being out and seeing other people. And the grocery store is probably, well, it's one of the only places I go. That's my going out for the night, you know, being a mom, going to the grocery store. But Evan, he actually enjoys it. He loves people. You know, there are certain situations where, you know, he does, you know, go into his own little world, and, you know, he's got a thing with running water. He loves running water. If I try to take him away, he will get very upset. I think in his mind, he thinks that he'll never be able to touch it again. So he has his little, you know, his little tantrum. But tell you what, that iPad, it really saves the day, because as soon as I show him that, it's like all his worries and everything, they're just away. He takes that iPad and he is just in heaven, and he has his fun and plays his games, does his puzzles. He absolutely loves it. But he's a pretty easy kid. I'm pretty blessed, I think, to have such a, and I don't want to say, just a good kid. He's a good kid in general. He just has autism, which makes it a little harder some days. But you know, he's learning a lot. He's learning, and his therapies have worked wonders for him. You know, with, I don't know where I would be right now without the early intervention. His therapists, you know, Larissa, Sue, and Jennifer, they're just, they've been amazing. Maria, too, but she, you know, she got into a car accident, and she's out for now. But they're just all, they've all been amazing. I don't know where I would be right now without them, and I'm thankful, you know, for their help. And I know they love Evan, and he has brought so many smiles to people's faces out there in the world and just around. It's just amazing. I am, like, over the top proud to be his mother, to be a mother in general. You know, I love my kids to death, so.
Absolutely, and I think every mom could agree with you. I mean, you know, they will, obviously, they have a special bond with their children.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, most dads don't understand to a point, not to knock the dads, but they don't always understand what that feeling is like.
Yep.
But, you know, one of the things with early intervention, I mean, right now he's getting the services. Would you say where is his areas that he's really progressing well, and what areas do you think he's really struggling with that they have discussed with you so far?
Well, you know, of course, his communication right now is he's struggling with. He hasn't picked up sign language as far as trying. We haven't tried, like, apps on the iPad yet. We're actually going to be doing that next session. But communication is the biggest problem. You know, me as his mom, I know him very well, so I know exactly what he wants, you know. But it'd be easier for him and easier for me and my family that's around for him to be able to communicate, whether it's sign, whether it's pointing, or, you know, talking, whatever it may be. He really is doing great in, like, his gross motor skills. He has just went from a kid who wouldn't look at a puzzle to, like, finishing that puzzle within 5 seconds. I mean, it really is, like, amazing. And you know what? I really think the iPad has something to do with that. Because before the iPad, he would not touch a puzzle. He wouldn't touch it. He wouldn't look it. He would just, you know, fixate on one of the pieces and hold it for hours. But after we got him the iPad and downloaded some puzzle apps, he's been a whiz. He's a whiz on the iPad with it. He's a whiz with the puzzle, you know, in front of him. He has just done so well in that area and just engaging. And the hand-over-hand, he's progressed so well in. He's been giving more eye contact, you know, to his therapist and me. He's just been, he's been doing really well in those things. But like I said, the communication still is lacking, which it will until he learns some form of being able to communicate.
No, absolutely. You know, one of the things, like, you know, a lot of parents, you know, they look at their child and they say, you know, what's the future going to hold? And I guess that's a big question for everybody. One of the keys to success, and obviously, you know, you're seeing it firsthand, is getting your child into early intervention as soon as possible really seems to be the key to success for a lot of these children to progress. And you're seeing that firsthand.
Yeah, I agree. Early intervention is definitely, I think, the most important thing, you know, in a child's early development. I mean, I don't know, like I said, I don't know where I would be without it. And I'm thankful that, you know, his pediatrician recommended me for it, and he's been in there for a year. And, you know, I hope every parent who has a child his age, you know, as soon as they see signs, just needs to find out, you know, how they can get a hold of their earlier intervention services around them. It just really, it really is important.
Yeah, you know, there, you know, Jennifer, you bring up a good point. You know, one of the things, there's so many parents that are so afraid of calling intervention and having their child tested, you know, and they might be, like, on the fence. What would you say to them?
I would just say don't be worried. Don't be scared. You're doing what's best for your kid, you know, because all in all, at the end of the day, you know, it's his life, it's his future. You know, he needs the extra help. He needs the extra help. As a parent, you need to be his voice, and you need to do everything possible for him, her, to make sure that they're able to have, you know, as close to his a normal life as they can. You know, not to be scared. It's not to be scared of.
Yeah, no, I think that's what it is. I think a lot of parents are so afraid to find out, you know, and I think sometimes, and I don't know for you personally, but I know a lot of parents, they feel personally guilty, like they did something wrong. If there's something wrong with their child, or, you know, they feel like, I guess, like almost like guilt. They have guilt, and they live in a world where they're almost like in denial that there's something wrong with their child. And it's a big sticking
yes.
point, I think, for a lot of people to get over.
That, I mean, I can't imagine. It's got to be hard. Me, myself, like I said, I used to do the one-on-one with the little boy with Asperger's before I even knew I was ever going to even have a child. And for me, I think that prepared me. I'm really thankful for that experience to work with that boy. It just made me see autism in a totally different light. So when I saw my child having signs of it, like, I wasn't scared. You know, I knew what to expect. I did what, you know, I knew what I had to do for him. And I've never had those feelings. You know, I hear about people do having feelings like that. And, you know, I would recommend just, you know, join a support group. Talk to somebody about it that knows about what's going on, like another parent or, you know, a teacher that teaches kids with special needs. You know, it is scary, and, you know, you can feel guilty, but really it's not their fault. I mean, God, I believe God makes kids the way he feels he needs to make them, and they're all a blessing, no matter what kind of disability or whatever the case may be. They're all a blessing, and kids just, you know, they need their parents to just be on top of things and make sure they get I hope that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the big things I've heard from many parents, and probably you agree, is that I think when you have a child with special needs, it makes you a better person too.
Definitely.
It changes you. That child changes you forever.
It sure does. I don't know where I would be without having Evan. You know, I mean, I'm older now. I'm 31 years old, but you know, I had him late, 29, you know. The road I was on before I had kids wasn't necessarily a good road. He put me on track, not just because he has autism, but just because, you know, having a child. But the fact that he does have special needs has made me, like, so much more, like, aware, and I have so much more patience. And it's just, I feel like I have so much more love, you know, in my heart for him and, you know, people going through this same thing. And just it has overall changed my life. It's changed my perspective on things. I mean, it really does change you for the better. It really does. Autism, I'm thankful for autism. I really am. It's changed my life and has changed, you know, the people who are close to me's life. You know, it just gives you a whole different perspective on things.
No, that's very well said, Jennifer. I couldn't put it better, said it more perfectly. You know, one of the things too, like, you know, it just really, like you said, it makes you a better person and it changes your perspective on things. And, you know, I think when you get the diagnosis autism, it doesn't mean a death sentence. I think that's what parents are fear. And, you know, it has its rewards with your child too, because at the same time, when you see them progress, it's so exciting for you. They do something new or they do something better. But it is hard. I mean, we don't want to sugarcoat it. It is a challenge on a daily basis. Raising a child with special needs is definitely challenging, but overall it does make us better people. I agree with you.
It really does. It makes you appreciate so much more.
So Jennifer, we'd like to know, you know, what can we do out there, you know, possibly to help you and help others, you think, in the autism community, such as yourself, and what do you feel strongly that needs to continue on to help our children succeed in life?
Really, first off, I mean, just awareness, you know, just spreading the autism awareness around. Like we were talking about earlier, I think having centers in every county, so, you know, every parent who's got children with autism, I mean, special needs in general, could have somewhere to go to be around other children You know, I mean, it's hard altogether just for a child with autism to socialize and communicate. I really do think having centers in each county would really, really benefit the kids, you know, help them to make friends, you know, and just have a regular social life like any other kid would have. I really think that's something that that would help my son. I know I would definitely be going there at least 3 times a week, you know, trying to find a friend for him and just hanging out and watching him have fun with kids. Right now I live in Ocean School. I live down south, and there's not a lot of kids around here, especially during this type of season. It's cold and nobody comes out, and you know, I'm carless right now, so it's hard for us to really go anywhere. You know, I have to wait for my mom to get home, or you know, his dad. But I really do think the centers for kids to go to would be just a blessing.
No, that's wonderful. You know, it's, and that's my dream, is to, for Autism Radio and Hope Saves the Day, to have centers such like where we talked about earlier. You know, I just feel like there's such a need, more than just school. I mean, school is obviously one very important, intricate part, but aftercare is so, so important too.
So, yeah, they need somewhere that they can go.
And then if you're a parent and you need to work too, and you know, it's, you need somewhere for your child to go, and safe haven, a safe place to go. And as we can hear in the background, you know, your job never ends. So,
I'm sorry.
You know,
I'm a mama.
But this is real. This is what life is, you know, raising a child with autism, and especially you being a single mom, it's even more of a challenge. And, you know, commend you for all that you're doing, and
you
know, helping spread awareness and being bold enough to put it out there for others to see.
Thank you.
Like I said, you know, that's a brave step, because, you know, most people are very afraid to share, you know, something like that. And
I've noticed that.
Yeah, and you put it out there, and like I said, it, you know, you got millions and millions of people that have seen your son Evan's photo, which is just amazing, you know. And I've got to read some of the comments, and some of them are beautiful, and some, of course, there's always one negative, and you know, in every bunch too. But overall, the, I would say 95% of the responses have been very positive and very uplifting. And you know, it's amazing how a picture can tell a story. I think that's the other thing that you get to, is that sometimes you put a photograph out there, it can, you know, it says more than just words. And you know, being like, I have a son who's nonverbal, you have a child who's nonverbal, you know, it's like their picture and their face, you know, speaks volumes. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't need words, you know, we can look at a facial expression or how they're behaving. And it's almost like a sixth sense, a feeling that we get for our kids. And, and it's at a different level that, only a parent of an autistic child, I think, gets, and sometimes both parents get it, and sometimes only one parent gets it. But, but we want to be sure that, Jennifer Rosenthal, that we're going to put your photo out there on the autismradio.org website, and also we'll put it out there if there's anybody out there that would like to help support Evan and help Jennifer in her journey with her children, being a single mom. I know here on autismradio.org we do want to try to help her family, so if there's anybody out there that also wants to join in and help, we'd like to be able to help her out a little bit and give her a little bit of hope at the end of the day, and some extra help, which can make a big difference in someone's life. So we just really want to thank Jennifer Rosenthal for spending some time today and sharing your story with the world here on Autism Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm grateful. Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. And we'll be sure to include you in any events that we have coming up. And, you know, you're a part of our family forever. So as long as we're still around, you know, you and your family are always welcome to anything that we have going on, you can be a part of. So
thank you so much. It sounds great.
Feel free to contact us anytime. So
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Well, we have to conclude this broadcast for this week. We'd like to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day. And we'd like to wish everyone a wonderful week. And remember, keep going on your journey with your child with autism. And, you know, be nice and be kind to others out there and love one another. And remember, until next time, hope saves the day. Have a great one, everyone. Bye now.
Greetings and hello, wonderful friends. This is DJ Svoboda for DJ's Words of Hope on Autism Radio for Hope Saves the Day. Today, I want to share something that I always love to share when I go to different places to speak. As we all know, this is a very important fact. All those with autism, disabilities, even special needs, are very wonderful and very special people too. They have great rights to achieve great and amazing and very wonderful things, just like everybody else. It is never impossible for their biggest dreams and goals to be fulfilled. All those with autism, disabilities, even special needs, can make a huge and wonderful and very powerful difference in this world by using their gifts, even their talents as well. This is definitely not a joke. Those with autism, disabilities, and special needs can do great and amazing and very wonderful things just like everybody else can. And that is no joke. And that is definitely no lie. I want to wish you all a great and wonderful and amazing blessed 2014. And may this awesome new year be mighty wonderful, incredible, fantastic, and mighty miraculous for you all. God bless.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves. step